Hi.
It's a Chris and Rob show. And hey, before Robin and Joni from the Rock and Desideco show leave, I want to ask Robin a question.
Go ahead.
Robin, the mic over there, please.
What would
that be, Chris? The purple mic.
Something I've always wondered about you since the first day I met you back in 1958.
Don't ask. Don't tell.
Is that your real hair color?
No, it's really not. That blonde? It's Clairol number 98. 99. 99? Changed the number.
It's 99?
Yeah.
What's hot blonde?
Natural palest blonde would be the number.
Natural palest blonde?
Yes. Palest.
Natural palest blonde.
Yeah. What's palest mean?
I don't know. Because I've noticed you're starting to get like a little gray in the sideburn there.
It's supposed to cover gray, but it doesn't, does it?
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't work.
So that's not really your real
hair
color?
It covers women's gray, but it doesn't cover. It's not Clairol for men. It's actual 99 now, women in a box.
I know that Joni's hair color has to be real because I've seen these fake redheads.
Yeah.
And these fake redheads got that like Cincinnati Reds red color.
Yeah, she has real red hair.
But she has like that red-haired pigtail-y color red.
Yeah,
you
Pippi
know?
Longstocking.
Yeah, yeah, but cuter. Not like silly like Pippi Longstocking.
It's red hair.
Yeah, she's got red hair like
Andrews.
Like that girl that used to be married to Tom Cruise. That's in all those movies.
Nicole Kidman?
Yeah, she's got Nicole Kidman red hair.
The brown hair Nicole Kidman?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. So I just was wondering where you got your hair.
Any other information you want to know?
You can ask Chris.
Well, you too can have hair this color.
Dude, when I look at your arm hair and then I look at your head hair, I'm like, and I look at your eyebrows, and I'm like, well,
is the rugs matching the drapes?
Yeah, the rugs aren't matching the drapes, dude. So I just was wondering if you colored your hair or if it was a real hair
color.
It's
been on your mind for the last 15 years, hasn't it, probably?
No.
You've always just been too afraid to ask.
I'm not shy
about it. All you have to do is ask. I would have told you a long time ago. You wouldn't have had all that suffering and anxiety over all these years wondering about what color.
Had to build it up.
You think his hair is like real? You guys probably have in-depth subjects, in-depth conversations about this, don't you?
We do. We want
to. I leave, you probably say, what color do you think his hair really is? Do you think he dyes his hair or do you think it's really like that?
Well, you know.
Do you think he dyes his eyebrows so that they don't match his hair? Or what do you think he does with that?
Yeah. Dude, if I dyed my hair, I would also hit the eyebrows and arm hair.
Well, I'll see you in the summer.
And my knuckle hair, too. I'd get my knuckle hair so that no one would know.
You're not supposed to have knuckle hair. You're supposed to have that taken off.
I do shave them.
Do you?
Yeah.
Shave your knuckles?
That's why they're so smooth. See? Yeah. Want to touch?
Oh, I believe you.
Okay.
All right. Is that anything else you want to know?
Well, you, Rob, I mean, when we're not doing the show, all we do is talk about you.
I know that.
Mostly hints from Robin.
Yeah.
We should dedicate the last half of your first half of your show, you know, the Cajun New Orleans music. And then the last hour of the show, grooming tips from Robin and Joni.
Yeah.
Because we know it's all more about the presentation than it is the actual substance.
Exactly.
Sell the sizzle, not the steak.
Exactly.
Baby.
Right. That's the truth. Ain't that the truth?
You guys do a fantastic
show. It's how you make
the
big one.
You know, there's so many shows on WAIF we wouldn't want to come in after. We're glad.
And this is one of them.
We're glad we come in after you.
And we're glad you come in after us, too. Because if you came in before us, that would be sheer hell.
Oh, wouldn't it, though?
Thank you.
It's Chris and Rob show coming up right here on WAIF, the bottom of your dial. You can't go no lower than us, 88.3, the alternative FM in the Natty. Here, we're kicking it here with
some kicking music.
See if it's going to work in over here.
Rock and roll. Ow!
It might have
to
go like that.
Right here, we're going to kick it old school. Back when they had admirals and stuff instead of like, you know.
We're so sorry, Uncle Albert. We're so sorry if we caused you any pain. We're so sorry, Uncle Albert. But there's no one left at home.
AIF as a community radio station serves only to open its airwaves to responsible, divergent points of view. The opinions expressed on this program do not reflect the views of WAIF, its staff, or board of trustees. They reflect our own views or the views of our guests. Thank you for listening to WAIF. And now, Chris and Rob of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Chris, I'm Rob. Welcome, friends. Welcome, everyone, to Chris and Rob, WAIF. My goodness, you should count yourself lucky because, hey, that's Greenwich the Mean Time, dog.
Take a bite at a time.
12 minutes after 10 o'clock, you lucky devil.
Wow, we're getting a late start today.
What the hell's going on?
Usually we're on by about 5 minutes after.
Rob, you know, we were ready to go right at 10.
You just call me Rob.
And then Rob and Lacey had to come in here and start talking about, oh, look at my hair. Ain't I pretty? Ain't I pretty? And he took up like 7 minutes of the show talking about how pretty of a man he is. And he is a pretty man, but I don't know if he's 7 minutes pretty.
I hope he's listening. Robin, you ain't 7 minutes pretty, although you're a good-looking man. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together, we're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. And for the next 2 weeks, we want to take your calls primarily. We haven't booked any big Hollywood guests tonight. We're not going to book any big Hollywood guests next week. I mean, Dan Aykroyd wanted to come on the show, and we told him that he couldn't.
Sandra Bullock, beat it.
Yeah. Steve Martin called, and he said, can I please be on your show tonight? And we said, Steve, we love you. We like that the wild and crazy guy bit and all that. But you haven't made a good movie in 20 years, and we got to take calls from our listeners. So if you'd like to call in, call now, 513-749-1444. You know, the President of the United States called me the other day, George Bush, and he said, hey, I'm really interested in what you guys think of my administration. I'd really like to come on your show and take some, you know, some constructive criticism from you and your listeners. And I said, George, I'm sorry. We love our country. But we gotta just do some calls the next few weeks because we've been talking to all these big shop Hollywood guests and major league athletes and rock and roll stars and teen idols and stuff for the last several months. And it's time to get back in and talking to the people who made us who we are today. And that's you, the normal everyday listener who's driving to work, driving home from his boyfriend or girlfriend houses and shopping and driving around, eating McDonald's, talking on your cell phone. Give us a call. 513-749-1444. And here's my co-host, Rob, with that phone number once again.
513-749-1444.
Thanks, Rob. We're really happy to be here. In case this is the first time you've ever listened, I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And this is Greenwich the Mean Time Dog. He's a great dog. He always tells us what time it is. For example, it's 14 minutes after 10 right now. Take a bite at a time.
Man, there is so much going on in the world. And when I say man, I mean Chris, Jim, and you, the potential 1.2 million listening
audience. Even if it's a woman?
Woman.
We particularly want to take some calls from our lady listeners tonight because, ladies, we all know that you guys are a little smarter than the rest of us, and you have a unique outlook on the way the world should be run. If the President of the United States was a woman or the leader of the United Nations, the world would probably be a better place. There'd be less war, less starvation, less famine, and more good times and stuff. So give us a call, 513-749-1444.
And women, you got to go through life with those lovely lady lumps. Getting in the way of everything in the back and in the front. When you go to drive a car, you go to make a right-hand turn, there's a lump in the way. You go to make a left-hand turn, there's a lump in the way. So, women, if you'd like to talk about that, we'd love to hear about it.
That wasn't what I had in mind, dude.
Anyway, let's talk
about... Dude, I was actually being kind of serious, you know? I actually, for a very brief moment, was trying to be kind of serious, and you had to go bring the lumps back into it again.
Well, why in the world does a guy's bicycle have the bar that goes across and the women's bicycle has the bar that dips down? And it seems like if your chain falls off, the guy doesn't want the bar going across.
Well, that's a good question. I know a couple people who are in the bicycling career industry. I know one guy who fixes bikes, and I know another guy who sells bikes.
And you ride bikes.
I do ride a bike. I ride a bike with the bar in the middle.
Me too. I don't like that bar because, you know, I like to go really, really fast. Dude, I haul. And when I go really, really fast, sometimes the chain pops off or explodes because there's very few mechanical devices can withstand the torque that I put on them. And sometimes when the chain explodes and you lose your momentum and your balance.
The chain explodes?
Dude, you see my powerful tree trunk-like legs. Yeah. When I get to pumping, the chain has no choice but to shred like so much a kite string underneath the strain of my powerful, sinewy, massive tree trunk-like thighs.
You can stop. You can stop now, thigh master.
My gluteuses.
So this will be our first question of the night for our listeners: is why do male bikes, so-called quote unquote, the bike for a guy, a male bike, the guy Schwinn, why has it got a bar going down the middle, and why does a female bike have the bar going down the side there? So, whoop, yeah, like that. So why is a guy bike whoop and a girl's bike whoop? All right, we're going to go to our first caller. Again, if you'd like to get in line and get on hold and say hello to Chris and Rob's show, the phone number is 513-749-1444.
Paul, welcome to WAIF, Chris and Rob.
What's up, guys?
You are, dude. What's shaking tonight?
Shit, driving truck, man.
Hey, your connection is really terrible there, dude. You sound like you're calling from Mars.
I'm on a headset because I'm driving an 18-wheeler. Hold on just a second.
Hey, you know, that's not safe being talking on a cell phone while you're driving an 18-wheeler either. It's bad enough if you're on a cell phone talking on a Volkswagen.
Yeah, but dude, I had on a headset.
All right, now you're snatching them gears, man. I want you paying attention to that road.
Oh, I've got it.
What's your 1020, Paul?
Huh?
What's your 1020?
I'm going by exit 24 on 75 North.
What's your CB handle? You got one?
Yeah, they call me the wrong way.
The wrong way? Well, come on back, wrong way. What you got going on there?
I want to know how you got the handle wrong way.
I used to work for a company that loved to send you the wrong directions to get where you needed to be.
Oh, it was the company's fault, was it?
Yeah. Well, you know, I'd be coming from, like, 75 South, and they'd send directions that says, take I-75, exit 3, and turn left. Well, yeah, if I was coming from North, I would want to turn left. If I was coming from South, I needed to turn right.
So the company is what got you tabbed wrong way. It wasn't anything you did, was it?
Oh, no. Surely
okay.
not.
That's good to know, you Paul. Know. Paul, what are some of the issues facing the American trucker besides the high price of diesel?
Well, in what we love to call Slow Ohio.
Slow Ohio, that's good. Hey, know, what do you truckers really think of the Ohio pigs?
Of the who?
The state of Ohio highway troopers.
Oh, the pork chops.
Yeah, the pork chops.
They're actually not that bad. The guys they're not as hardcore against about the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit as they were. I came by one a minute ago in a curve back around the 14-mile marker, and I was running 65, and he had his radar gun blowing right at me, but you know, he didn't pull me over, so. They're great in my book tonight.
Well, I don't know how big your territory is or where all you like to drive, but of all the states you've driven through, what state has the worst highway patrol?
California.
Really?
No doubt.
Oh, the chips, huh?
The chips, yeah. 55-mile-an-hour speed limit for 18-wheelers in the state. Now, traffic-wise, the worst traffic cops would be Atlanta, Georgia.
Really?
Yeah, makes L.A. during rush hour is better than Atlanta, Georgia during rush hour.
You know, as a four-wheel driver, and you know what I mean by a four-wheeler, I'm a big right. four-wheeling driver. I drive the four-wheeler from left coast to the right coast. I'm in the Pacific Ocean one day. I'm in the Atlantic Ocean the next day, taking a skinny dip in both oceans, you know, within a day, because I'm driving my four-wheeler all around the country. And I know that I used to think, hey, you know, when you're driving your four-wheeler late at night, you know, there's not as much traffic, and you may make better time, except for that damn Pennsylvania Turnpike. You know the one that goes from Ohio to New York?
Yeah, that toll road. That
Yeah, it's a toll road.
Where and they charge the shit out of you.
Yeah, you got to watch your language, by the way.
I'm sorry, charge the crap out of you.
It's all right. We ain't on the CB radio there, wrong way. Come on back.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man.
But check it out. I'll be four-wheeling down that Pennsylvania Turnpike thinking I'll be making some better time at night. Dude, I'd be better off making time at 5 o'clock in the afternoon on that Pennsylvania Turnpike, because at night you got these 18-wheelers back to back like a convoy going from Steubenville to New York City.
Well, you know why, don't you?
Because they're all making better time, right?
Right, I guess. I'm cheap. I'm not taking the toll road when I can run like 81 over and you know, I'm just cheap. I'm gonna take the it may be a little bit further to drive, mm-hmm. but it's a whole lot cheaper. It's like to go from just from like Carlisle to the Ohio line, it's like 40 something bucks.
Yeah, that's too. That's too much.
That's not very far.
Well, tell me something wrong way. A lot of people listening tonight aren't truck drivers. They don't relate to, you know, your lifestyle and what you're doing. Give our listeners some advice on places they should be stopping when they're traveling, like just around the area, around Ohio, Kentucky, Indiana, places they should be stopping, you know, and to get some food. Where's the best home-cooked meal? Where's the best place to stop for a little recreation? What do you like to do when you're traveling through this part of the country?
Well, see, now, I hit up the pilot truck stops. That's where my company chooses to fuel.
Oh, so you get a discount there or something?
Yeah, we get a discount there. Plus, you know, we get like you know, you get showers when you fuel, because out on the road the big truck stops, they charge for showers.
My goodness.
So, yes, anywhere from $6 up to 15.
Bet it's worth it though.
Oh yes, it's definitely worth it. But when you fuel at most of the major truck stops, when you fuel, you've got a little card that you use, and you know they give you some points that are redeemable for you want to buy stuff.
Yeah, man. Everybody's got that stuff.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something there, wrong way. Now, have you heard about this proposed freeway going from the southern tip of Mexico all the way through Texas and through Kansas City, where there's going to have an inland port, and then the super freeway is going to continue up to Canada? Have you heard about this?
U.S. Interstate 69.
And it's going to bisect the country. It's going to be like 8 lanes each way?
Yes, sir. They're working on it already. I've passed by in Mississippi. They're already getting ready for it. It's going to come down out of Canada. I know it's coming through like Mississippi and then going over through, I don't think it's going to go through Louisiana. I think it's going to go the top corner of Mississippi down through Texas.
And this way they don't have to bring the goods in through the ports of San Pedro or San Francisco anymore. They'll bring the stuff in through the ports of Mexico and it won't get checked until it gets all the way up to Kansas City.
Now, see, I hadn't heard anything about that, but
that's a crazy talk.
Yeah, that would be kind of stupid.
Well, I've heard about that one too, man. It might be happening.
Yeah, that's kind of one of those gray areas. Kind of like they're supposed to be trying to limit all 18-wheelers to from coming from the factories to where the trucks will only run 65 miles an hour.
Holy cow, 65 miles an hour!
That's too slow.
What do you usually haul there, wrong way?
I drive a flatbed, so I haul a lot of steel, a lot of pipe, coils.
Logs?
Heavy. No logs.
Thank you. You know, I haul a lot of pipe, too. Well, you think that's funny? Guy's got to make a living, dude.
No, sir.
I'm just bonding with you and stuff.
I don't think that's funny. I just think I don't want to find out.
Okay. But, you know, a guy's got to do what a guy's got to do. That's all I got to say.
That's it. Hey, if you got the pipe to haul, that's what you're supposed to do.
So do you, right? Hey, yeah. Do you ever get a discount on the lot lizards at the Pilot Inn?
Oh, man, I got a wife in here with me. I don't mess with no lot lizards now. Come on.
They're nasty, ain't they?
I'm going to tell you something now. There's some beautiful women out here working these lots.
There are.
There's some beautiful women out there. But like my brother asked a girl, she knocked on his window asking if he wanted a little bit of commercial company. That's what they call it.
Commercial company?
He asked her, he said, have you got AIDS? And she said, no. He said, have you got hepatitis? She said, no. He got herpes? No. Syphilis? No. Gonorrhea? No. He said, you want any of that? Because if you do, climb up on the end of the truck with me. And she disappeared. Imagine that.
Yeah, imagine. Well, she says you want some commercial company. It sounds like she's going to crawl into the cab and do an infomercial for the incredible food chopping food processor.
Yeah, that's what they call it. They got a lot of different names for it out here.
How much is a commercial company?
I don't know exactly.
Yes, you do. You don't have to lie to us.
I've heard. No, come on.
I've
heard. How much have your friends told you it costs?
When I'm in the shower, I've heard.
Now, my brother told me that you can get it from $25.
You don't even have a brother.
Yeah, I've got a brother.
Okay. Look, Rob's writing this down. He just wrote down $25
and up. Does it depend on if they're pretty or what the service is?
The way I understand it, yes. Well, actually, it's like what services they offer.
Okay.
and how long you want those services.
Kind of like if you need a fill up, or if you need your oil changed, or if you need your gasket tightened a little bit, or
You know, oil change, or
get your tires rotated.
Yeah, the rubber on your tires needs oil.
Sometimes you still got about a half a tank of gasoline, but you need to top it off.
Right. Yeah.
So like if you need a top off.
You know, a top off's gonna be cheaper than a full empty tank, right?
I got you,
Paul. How much coffee do you drink a day?
None.
How many packs of cigarettes?
Don't smoke.
You, my friend, have got to be the complete aberration. They're going to kick you out of the truck driving union.
I got one better for you. I don't even drink.
What about those little white pills from that song? I got that song.
No, sir.
How's that going, that song?
You don't take the caffeine pills? You don't take the little white pills and your eyes are opening wide?
Yeah, that's how the song goes.
I drove illegal a couple of days ago. I drove about
you drive a bread
26
truck.
Hours. And I did it on Diet Mountain Dew.
Diet Mountain Dew?
Yeah, I keep my blood sugar, try to keep my blood sugar down. So
good.
I went to the diet drinks, and Diet Mountain Dew's got enough caffeine in it. It'll wide-eye you, son. You can drink that, and your eyes will be like, woo!
Well, that's worse than coffee, then, actually, as far as caffeine.
You're still going to die young.
Probably. Yeah, that's,
Do you eat them truck stop meals?
The truck stop meals aren't that bad. If you ever have a chance to go to a TA, which is
right.
I don't know if y'all know what that is. It's Truck Stop of America.
It's like a red, white, and blue sign.
Yeah, the red, white, and blue signs. They've got a restaurant, and they've got a plate called the Keep On Trucking, and it's an all you can eat steak dinner. It's like $18 and change with the drink and everything.
Let's go there.
Yeah, that's a real good meal now. I'm going to tell you.
$18, and how many steaks do you get?
How many you want.
And you get tater?
You get a vegetable. You get two vegetables, actually. You get like a choice of tater, and then you get like a corn on the cob or something.
Green beans.
And, yeah, green beans or
vegetable medley.
You get a steak. I mean, you get a salad. And I don't eat the salad or the vegetables.
Either.
But I ate like five plates of steak.
Paul, you are the man. You are the man. When I grow up, I want to be just like you.
The girl was like, "How much is this? Are you going to eat?" I said, "Till I get full."
You're like, dude, I got to go all the way to Spokane. I'm going to be here a while.
Right. I figure I'm paying $18 for the steak. I want to eat all I can eat, right?
Paul, what's the furthest you ever had to drive?
Furthest I ever had to drive? I drove from Knoxville, Tennessee to Los Angeles, California.
That's probably a fun drive, wasn't it?
Actually, it wasn't. It wasn't that bad, except for the fact that it was back during the winter, and it was when the ice storm came through on I-40.
Couldn't you take a southern route? You could take a southern route, go through Arizona.
Right. Well, no, we went 40 across to 30. Took 30 down to Texas and hit 20 and took 20 across through Texas, New Mexico, and Arizona.
That's what I'd have recommended.
Right.
Take,
that's where I would
30
go.
To the 20.
Yeah. Hey, Paul, when you're not driving, you got to stop someplace and get a good night's sleep. Where do you call home? You're not from Cincinnati, are you?
No, sir. I drive the eastern 35 states. I'm from Tennessee, actually.
Which part of Tennessee?
About an hour east of Memphis. Little bitty town.
Did you vote for Al Gore?
Come on now.
Nobody in Tennessee did, dude.
That's
why he lost the presidency.
I was going to see if he was the only one.
I mean, I'm what you'd call I vote. I don't know. I guess more Republican than Democrat. I prefer the man that can do the job the best, or the woman who can do the job the best. But I want my guns. So.
So you ask your wife who to vote for, Paul. Tell me, do you guys still use a CBs, or is it all cellular phones now?
Oh, no. You got to have that CB, man. You got to jack that jaw on a CB.
You got a foot warmer?
A foot warmer?
Yeah, it's like a little booster thing you keep there.
No.
A heater, yeah. You got a heater?
I got an 18-wheeler truck. That's my heat, air conditioner.
Okay, that's not what we meant, but that's all right.
No. I don't have a heater, no.
No, that's when you got a little extra power on your CB, so instead of being able to throw about a mile, you can throw about 100 miles.
Yeah, we call it a kicker.
Okay.
A kicker in Tennessee.
Yeah, kicker in Tennessee. No kicker.
It's a heater in Ohio.
Yeah, I think they call it a heater here in Ohio.
Yeah, mine gets out about 16 miles as it is.
Oh, that ain't bad.
Yeah, you don't need one then.
No, I don't need a kicker.
You probably got, what kind of radio you got?
A little Galaxy 929.
Oh, Big Jim is over here saying that's good. Say hello to Big Jim.
What's up, Big Jim?
How's it going there, Paul?
Oh, good,
hey, his name is Wrong Way.
Sorry, Wrong Way.
And Jim's not his real name. His real name is the Mad Scientist.
The
Come
Mad
on back, Mad Scientist.
10-4.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for calling in, Paul. Whenever you're cruising through the Natty, I want you to give us a holler. And even when you're not, you can listen to us on the internet radio.
Well, man, I just wanted to tell you, I enjoyed listening to you. It's something different than, I mean, there are a lot of country stations, a lot of rock and roll stations, but there are not that many good nighttime talk shows. And y'all were interesting and funny, and I thought I'd call in.
Well, we haven't been on that long. Is this the first time you heard us?
Yes, sir. First time.
Well, we just got our show started about 5 minutes before you called in, so it didn't take much to pique your interest.
Yeah, I enjoyed listening to you. Y'all got my interest up. I was actually scanning the radio stations, trying to find something a little different than the everyday normal crap, you know. So.
Listen, which way are you going? You going east, north, southwest?
North.
North. All right. When we hang up with you, I want you to get on that radidio there, on your CB radidio, and say, this is the wrong way. Come back southbound. Hey, southbound, get on that 88.3 FM and give a holler to the Chris and Rob Show. And I want you to keep hollering that for about 20 miles, and I want to see how many of your brothers and on the road give us a call before our show's over tonight.
88.3.
That's where we are.
Yeah. How far north are you going, Paul? Wrong
I'm going to Toledo.
What are you going to do in Toledo?
I'm dropping off a big old load of pipe in Ann Arbor Railroad.
There's a lot of uses for pipe in Toledo, man.
Yeah, there are.
There's a good place you can stop and get pizza about 20 miles south of Toledo if you step on it.
What's the name of it?
It's called Miles Pizza. It's in Bowling Green. When you get to exit 181, turn left, go right past campus. Miles is on the left. I don't know where you're going to park that thing, but you'll figure it out. They got some railroad tracks
there.
Man,
you'd be surprised. I've parked in the... I don't know if y'all have Piggly Wiggly grocery stores up here, but yeah, man, Kroger. You park it in the Kroger parking lot, take up two rows, then they come out bitching. They come out whining, get in your truck and drive off. Uh-huh. It's not like they're gonna just tell the tow truck to pull you off.
Okay, well that's exit 181. Turn left, go about a mile or so. Right when you get to the end of there's a school there. When you get to end of the campus, it's called Miles with a Y. It's on the left. It's right before you get to the railroad tracks. And if you get into Toledo, get on that radidio and ask some of your drivers how to find Tony Paco's Cafe and go get yourself a Hungarian hot dog.
And good luck parking there too.
Yeah, you ain't gonna find a place to park there.
I had to park and walk 20 miles, but that's all right.
Yeah.
All right, Paul.
I need to exercise.
All right, Wrong Way, 10-4.
You guys have a good evening.
All right, we'll catch you on the rebound.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
That was Wrong Way calling from northbound on I-75. This is
It's 35 past the hour.
Yeah, it's the Chris and Rob Show at WAIF. It's 749-1444.
If you're in Maryland, it's rainy, partly cloudy and rainy. Over in Butte, Montana, high clouds and a little wispy rain. Down in Albuquerque, New Mexico, up in the mountains, it's a little bit cloudy. And let's go check your weather there in Lincoln, Nebraska. In Lincoln, Nebraska, it's dark, and the clouds are covering the stars.
What are you talking about?
That's what trucker radio do. You heard those the road gang out of New Orleans?
No.
Have you ever heard the Bozo on the XM radio?
Yeah, I've heard the Bozo.
That's what they do. The road gang out of New Orleans and the Bozo on the XM.
Mm-hmm.
They do the weather for every part of the country every 3-4 minutes.
I know all about the Bozo, man.
Because if you're in Platt, Nebraska, you might not fully comprehend what the weather is there in Platt, Nebraska. So they give you the weather constantly while you're in there. If you're in Cincinnati, it's kind of humid but cool.
It's Chris and Rob Show, WAIF. And again, the phone number is 749-1444. Want to throw this next song out to our good friend, Wrong Way, going the right way to upscale there, northbound on I-75.
In the D-Town.
Here's A Sunny Side of the Mountain by our good friend, Hank Snow, WAIF.
Don't forget me, little darling, while I'm growing old and just a little thought before I'm going far, far away. I'll be waiting on the hillside where the wild roses grow, on the sunny side of the mountain where the rippling waters fall. Long ago. Don't forget about those promises you gave to me and so. Been so long since I've seen you, still my love lingers on. Don't forget me, little darling, though our love affair seems gone. Tell me, darling, in your letter, do you still think of me? I've wondered, little darling, don't let it be. I'll be waiting on the hillside, wondering when the day that you'll call. On the sunny side of the mountains where the rippling waters fall. Just in case you cannot find me, I'll be waiting for your call. On the sunny side of the mountains where the rippling waters fall.
Cooler than an Eskimo pie, but without the brain freeze. This is Chris and Rob on WAIF.
I'm back on the air with the Chris and Rob Show. Check it out. I'm taking your phone calls at 513-749-1444. It's 513-749-1444.
Yeah.
Check it out. Something we like to do here on the Chris and Rob Show from time to time. We like to make crank calls to people who run ads in the City Beat because they're trying to start a band and they're looking for somebody to play guitar. We love to do this, so we're going to do this tonight. So here's a guy. His name is Chester. Chester's running an ad in the City Beat, and it's a long one. Here's what Chester's ad says. And after I read you Chester's ad, we're going to call it. Rob's going to ask if he can join the band.
Mm-hmm.
It says, cover band playing mostly 80s, 90s, current danceable rock. We need people who are very good, must have pro gear, must be able to play the songs exactly as the original recordings, especially leads. So if you're just average, or if you just started playing, or if you have auditioned for 13 other bands but can't get the job, then don't reply to this ad. Don't waste our time. If you cannot practice or you do not have a car, then don't respond. We do not want average musicians in this project. You must be very good, as we want to stand apart from the rest of the pack. Also, we are image conscious, even though he spelled conscious wrong. We are image conscious. If you are overweight, bald, or really ugly, then don't reply. Not only do we want the best musicians in this project, but we also want image conscious musicians in this project. Sounds stupid and gay, but think about it. We want to entertain the people, give them something to look at and something to listen to. And yes, we have some original stuff written. We have a game plan and waiting for the right lineup to get it started. Contact me at his email address or at his phone number. Ask for Chester. So here we go.
We're going to call Chester?
We're going to call Chester. What are you going to do? Tell me you play guitar or something?
Should I play guitar?
I don't know. What do you play?
All right, let's make a guitar.
Are you image conscious?
Very image conscious.
If you're fat or bald, don't apply.
Chester's around.
Sounds like Chester ain't home.
Might be in the basement auditioning.
He might be.
Axe Slingers. That was a good Hank Snow song.
It was, wasn't it?
That was a good song. I let him in my band.
It sounds like Chester doesn't even have an answering machine.
What about Chester not having an answering machine?
Maybe Chester's listening and he's like, I ain't putting up with this stuff. I ain't picking
up. Hold on. I thought I heard it go.
Well, it was a nice idea.
Dude, I tell you what, you're going to have a hard time putting together a band if you don't have an answering machine.
Right. How many other people are trying to call him and he don't pick up?
How many other very sexy cover band guys are calling?
Well, it was a nice try. We'll try again later.
This is very disappointing.
Give me that back.
You have that back. Yeah. Sorry.
All right. Well, sounds like we can still take your phone calls at 513-749-1444. Yet another botched attempt at a crank call on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Yeah, we do this stuff live, in case you couldn't tell. This stuff ain't pre-taped, man. This is live the way... This is seat of your pants radio, the way it was meant to be.
Chris, let's talk about fat people.
Okay. What about fat people?
Well, now we now you know I get the International Journal of Obesity delivered to my house every month.
Well, you have a complimentary subscription, right?
Right. When you hit 400, they give it to you for free.
They give you a complimentary subscription.
It's free with your 400th pound.
Great.
So with your international,
give me an incentive to keep eating.
Exactly.
Hey, Jim, give me another bucket of chicken, will you?
So it says, according to the International Journal of Obesity, of course we're fat because we eat too much food. And of course we're fat because we don't exercise, but there are maybe other things that lead us to be fat.
Who wants to exercise when Jeopardy's on TV, dude?
That's a good point. You should write them a letter. Dear International Journal of Obesity, as far as this whole exercise thing goes, I mean, come on. Yeah, haven't you heard of Jeopardy?
Yeah, the Price is Right might be on and I don't miss an episode.
That'd be rough. Lack of sleep. Why are we fat? Lack of sleep. We're fat due to lack of sleep. They researched animals. They researched humans. It suggested chronic sleep deprivation boosts appetite and eating. And as we know, U.S. adults and kids are sleeping less than they used to. Adults have gone from averaging 9 hours of sleep to about 7.
That's why our society is crumbling at the edges.
And we're all grouchy. Like we talked about last week, everybody's a grouch.
Right. People need to start being nice to one another.
People need to start sleeping about an extra hour a night.
Right.
Go to bed earlier, people.
People who own companies should have their employees work about an hour or two less per week.
You know, these guys who own the companies nowadays, and the thing is, we buy into it. We somehow think that if you're a great wage slave, that you're somehow going to become Bill Gates. That's not how it works. Let me tell you something, people. You don't all work for the Red Cross. You don't all work for the Salvation Army. You're not all working on a blood drive. You're working too many hours for no real reason, dudes. Will everybody just relax? Can we just sleep a little bit? What the hell's wrong with America? We have no holidays anymore. We get hardly any days off. We get no vacation in this country. America's goofy, man.
It's crumbling. It's just the wheels have come off this cart we call America, and it's careening downhill at a breakneck pace.
Now it's summertime.
We're going to collide into the rocks.
Now it's summertime when everybody should be looking good. And instead, there's too many fat people because we work too much.
Right.
There's also evidence to say industrial chemicals, they act as endocrine disruptors, and that may increase body fat. You get these products in pesticides and plastics. So when you eat fruit and vegetables like you're supposed to, you eat pesticides, you get this stuff, and it increases your body fat.
Cool.
That's not cool at all.
That's cool.
And you know what else?
What?
Air conditioning.
Well, which we don't have enough of in the studio,
no.
By the way. We need a little more in this studio.
It says here,
if the board starts to short out, it starts to sound like this a little bit, it's because I'm sweating into the board.
Well, according to the International...
And people who know me know I sweat.
You do sweat.
When I sweat, I sweat.
I understand they were going to build a bust of you and put it on display, but they had to have the sculptor build a whole bunch of little pinpricks on your forehead so the water could gush out at all times, like a fuzzy pumper barbershop.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to be the new feature at the new Fountain Square.
Just your head?
Yeah, but there's going to be a fountain coming out of it.
Another factor weighing potentially...
you thought that was funny.
Air conditioning. The body burns calories when forced to regulate its own temperature. And you eat less in hot, humid weather. So if you're cool, you eat more. Here are some other risk factors. Are you ready? We got older mothers.
I like that.
Right. Older mothers don't exercise as much, and then the kids don't exercise as much. Way too many medications like antidepressants.
Tom Cruise is right. I'm down with Tom Cruise. Everyone gives Tom Cruise a hard time because he's into the Scientology thing, which is goofy. And I'm not down with all that Scientology. But when he says there's too many kids on Ritalin, I agree with him.
He didn't say that.
What did he say?
He said that women who suffer from postpartum depression under no circumstance should ever take any medication. I think if you ask Rusty Yates right now, he would rather his wife took a little medication.
Who's Rusty Yates?
The man who's married to Andrea Yates.
Who's Andrea Yates?
The woman who drowned her 5 kids.
Oh, that was in the news last week?
Well, it was in the news like 5 years ago when she did it. Yeah, the trial's come back up. She's got a new trial, so it was in the news this morning.
I never heard about her.
Oh, you didn't? You missed that Yates story, did you?
I missed that. I was so busy. I've been so busy lately keeping up with American Idol and Survivor and who's going to be the survivor on Survivor and American Idol that I haven't been paying attention to the mainstream
that
news.
That Taylor Hicks, it's hard to believe that he's so talented and so hunky. Have you seen the new car commercial he's in?
No.
He looks fabulous, and he sounds even better.
Really?
He's, like, spinning around, and he's pointing his finger at the camera. He's, like, saying, you, buy this car. Woo! Are you ready for me? Whoa. Buy a car.
He is the most fabulous American Idol that ever was.
He looks great. He
sounds great. Who's your favorite American Idol? 513-749-1444.
People are smoking less, thus they're eating more.
Okay.
And sometimes, people are just eating too damn much.
And people are smoking more pot and they're eating more.
So it's not just supersized menu items and lack of exercise, but it's all this other stuff. We need to sleep more. People who get enough sleep don't eat as much. So there you go.
There you go.
So you tell your boss you're sleeping an hour longer and you're coming into work late. I'm taking care of myself. Bastard. Call Hamilton County's hazardous household hazardous waste hotline. Too many H's. 333-4700. Find out more where you can safely reuse or recycle your hazardous products. The Hamilton County Department of Environmental Services has a list of locations that accept various types of household hazardous waste for reuse, recycling, or proper disposal. Were you happy with your last auto repair? Good service is often a matter of communicating with technicians, expecting the same in return, and staying involved in the process. For more information on receiving better auto service, visit www.ascert.org. Hear the best in traditional bluegrass music every Saturday morning, 8 to 11 a.m. Cutting the grass. Lee Elliott Moonbeam. If they can stop making out, they'll feature the music of Bill Monroe, the Stanley Brothers, Jimmy Martin, the Osborne Brothers, and others each week. Tune in to WAFE Saturdays, 8 a.m. for the finest mix of bluegrass music. Country gospel.
This is WAIF. It's 10 minutes until 11 o'clock local time. If you're listening on the internet machine, I have no idea what time zone you're in.
And the country is under attack, and we'll cover that in just a few moments.
The country is under attack. We're talking about America, too, right?
America's under attack from within!
From within. Stay tuned for this and more. I'm Chris.
I'm Rob.
And the phone number is 513-749-1444. I'd like to dedicate this next song to my very good friend, Rockin' Ron Shoemaker, who happens to be the best DJ in this town. Anyone who says, I'm a better DJ, I'm on Q102, or I'm a better DJ, I play country hits on the WUBE. Well, you guys are just full of it, man. Because there ain't no DJ that's as good at DJing and is playing the hits as my good friend, Rockin' Ron Shoemaker. And if you don't know who he is, then you haven't been listening to the radio. He's a Hall of Fame disc jockey, or at least he should be one. And you can compare him to any Hall of Fame DJ who thinks he's all of the Encyclopedia Brown of rock and roll music. And you'd be like, Rockin' Ron is a better DJ. So if you're Encyclopedia Brown DJ out there listening right now and you're all jealous because I'm talking up Rockin' Ron Shoemaker, well, I want you to be jealous because he's a better DJ than you are. And I'm going to dedicate this song to him because at the station that Rockin' Ron Shoemaker works at, they play songs by this band, but they don't play this song. And this song was one of their biggest hits, but it's not on the quote-unquote official computerized playlist. You know the playlist I'm talking about? The one that's computer generated?
Yeah.
The one they change every 3 months?
Right.
And then 3 months later, they change it back again?
It's unbelievable.
This song is not on either of those playlists. But Jive Talkin' is. Saturday Night Fever is. And also that song, I Started a Joke, is on that list. But this song is not. I feel like You Should Be Dancing is on that list. But this song isn't on that list.
This isn't on the list?
This one ain't on the list, dude.
How is this not on the list?
It ain't. You're listening to WAIF.
Take it to the post. Make Ron proud.
What, you want to take it to the post?
You take it to the post. Do
to make Ron proud? Hey, it's 8 minutes until 11 on WAIF with our good friend, the Brothers Gibb.
Want to put in your 2 cents worth? Call Chris and Rob now at 749-1444.
Yeah, and give us a call like our good friend Blair just did. Hello, Blair. You're on the Chris and Rob Show.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Blair.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. What's on your mind, Blair?
I've been thinking of some, I've been looking for some personal friends.
Personal friends, okay. We all need personal friends.
And there's this one, and she's on WWE, and she's a WWE pro wrestler.
Okay. You got a crush on a woman pro wrestler?
Yes.
Okay. That's WWE not uncommon.
SmackDown Pro Wrestling.
What's her name?
On UPN.
Yeah, what's her name?
Miss Jillian Hall.
Miss Jillian Hall?
That's right.
And do you think that with the media power that Rob and I have, because we got a lot of clout in the media community, are you thinking that we can help you meet her or something?
Yeet!
Yes. That might work.
Huh. What do you want us to do? Like schedule an interview with her, and then maybe next week or the week after, whenever we schedule an interview, you can call in and you can tell her that, hi, my name is Blair. I like chocolate chip cookies and big time wrestling, and will you go out with me? Something like that.
That'd be a good idea.
Well, what did you have in mind, Blair? You called us.
How do you spell Jillian, dude?
J-I-L-L-I-A-N.
Rob's looking it up on the internet
machine.
Trying
to find. I don't know. You sure she exists? Is she a big giant blonde woman?
Yes.
Blair, are you attracted to women who are good at physical contact?
Oh, her real name is Mikala Mercedes. Oh, there she is. Wow. Oh, wow. She's from Louisville, dude.
Miss Jillian Hall?
Yeah, she's from Louisville.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, her real name is like Mikala Mercedes.
Hey.
Now that's her real name is Mikala Mercedes. That's nobody's real name.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, man. She's from Louisville, so she's probably just a down home, you know.
Hanging out in Kentucky kind of girl, liking to go to the racetracks and drinking Rolling Rock beer, stuff like that.
Hey, that's the person that would like, that's the kind of woman that I would like to go out with.
She's 25. She's 25.
How old are you, Blair?
28.
You're 28?
I think that fits in perfect, doesn't it?
Blair, do you work or are you in school?
I work.
What kind of a job? Don't tell us where you work, but what kind of a job do you have?
One that, where I work both inside and outside. Inside and outside.
You work inside and outside. Sounds like a good job, because then you don't get bored because you're inside all day, and you don't get like heat stroke or cold, too cold in the winter because you don't work outside all day. So it sounds like it's a good compromise. You know, like Rob and I, we're in an air-conditioned radio studio all day, and sometimes we'd like to get a little sunshine.
So what would you like to, how would you like to have a date with this woman? What would you like to do with her?
I'm trying, man. I'm trying.
Hey, that would be,
Well, what would you take her, do when you say, hey, Jillian, it's me, it's Blair. What are you going to say? What are you going to say to her that makes her want to go out with you?
I would like to take her out to the new Cincinnati Mills Mall in Forest Park in Cincinnati, Ohio.
You'd like to take her to the Forest Fair Mall, the Cincinnati Mills Mall. You know she looks like she's a hose beast with implants.
I didn't know that.
Wait, did you just say a hose beast with implants?
Well, look at her. We got her here.
Well, what does that mean, a hose beast with implants?
That means
what does
she
that mean? Define hose beast with implants.
She looks like a dude. But she's got massive implants.
So that makes her a hose beast? I mean, I've heard every crass thing you could make up, but I've never heard a hose beast.
Well, how did you decide that you liked her?
I started watching WWE Smack.
Right, okay. And so you say, hey, I know that you're on TV, and I know that you're... You hang out with Ric Flair and Hulk Hogan and all these other big-time super-duper stars, but you need to go out with me because I want to take you to the Forest Fair Mall. That's what you're going to tell her. I think you need to work on your rap, dude. I mean, I don't want to tell you how to live your life, but...
Hey, I want to talk to Blair for a second, Rob, so back off for
I'm sorry.
A hey, Blair?
Yes?
I'm sure you're a real nice guy and everything. In fact, you're probably too nice of a guy to be listening to a show like ours. But have you considered for a minute that if you're legitimately having a crush on some kind of a media celebrity, whether it's a big-time wrestler or a movie star or a pop music singer or somebody like that, Britney Spears, whatever, that it can be a tad unrealistic that you would ever have an opportunity to date somebody like Janet Jackson or Mariah Carey or Nora Jones or I don't know who else, you know, that Farrah Fawcett, you know, Cheryl Teagues, somebody like that. Bridget Bardot. It's a little more unrealistic. Like maybe if you were already a movie star like Billy Bob Thornton, you might have a shot at going on a date with somebody like Angelina Jolie. But since you're Blair from Cincinnati, or maybe I don't know what neighborhood you live in, but maybe you're, you know, on the west side or whatever.
I live in Warren County, Lebanon, Ohio.
Okay, so you're Blair from Lebanon,
Ohio, and Dayton, Ohio.
Okay, so you know maybe you should set your sights a little more realistically. I'm not saying lower. I'm not saying you need to lower your sights or your standards. I think you always need to maintain high standards in what you're looking for in life, whether it's work, career, love, life, you know, or even what you're going to have for dinner. You know, why eat a TV dinner when you can have a steak? You know what I'm saying? But so you got to keep your standards high, but sometimes I think you might need to be a little more realistic about somebody who you might be able to meet, fall in love with, date, have a rewarding relationship, who is more in common with you geographically and as far as the social ladder goes, someone who's more in your neighborhood, your income level, your social stature. You know, I'm not saying that it's not cool to go out with somebody who's more rich or more beautiful than you or less rich or less beautiful than you, but someone who you actually have an opportunity of meeting and not someone who probably has a lot of stalkers.
Well, how about going? I got
to. Hold on, Rob. I haven't heard Blair's answer yet.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Blair.
Hey, I never thought about that.
You need to think about this because you're right now you're considering a woman that you'd like to date who is. Number one, she's in the media. She's on TV. Number two, probably has a lot of stalkers. You know, like, I think Nicole Kidman, the movie actress, is kind of pretty. And she's my age, too. She was born the same month I was, I believe. I have to go look it up. But Nicole Kidman's my age. She's from Australia. But other than that, we have a similar background. We both like movies, chocolate chip cookies and the arts, performing arts and roller skating and in the rain and things like that. But she lives in Hollywood, and I live in Ohio. So I'm probably not going to have a date with Nicole Kidman anytime soon unless she buys a house in Walnut Hills or something.
And she just got married.
Oh, she did?
Damn it.
Keith Urban, the country singer.
Nicole Kidman married a country singer?
And an Australian country singer in Australia.
Okay, that's fine. They're a bunch of Aussies. But they're a bunch of kangaroos over there. But you know what I'm saying there, Blair? Maybe you need to find somebody who either lives in Lebanon or you know, within 20 miles or however far it takes you to ride your bike. Are you with me, Blair?
I'm with you.
Can I just interject something here, Chris?
Yes, you can.
Blair?
Yeah?
Why don't you ask somebody you actually know out? You don't know people that you see on TV. You don't know them. You just know the character that they're portraying on TV. They don't know you. You don't know them. Why don't you ask out somebody you know?
Yes, and someone who won't think that you're a stalker when you call them the first time.
Going to Lebanon, hang out at that ice cream shop that has the salad bar. It's like 2 feet long.
Where's that at?
Right there on Main Street.
What's it called?
It's called Ye Old Glorified Ice Cream Shop. It's kind of catty corner from the Golden Lamb. Well, hang out in the Golden Lamb.
I've never been there before.
They got
ice cream and salads?
Yeah.
That's like going to a place that like has health food and beer.
It's crazy.
It is crazy.
So going to the ice cream parlor, and it might just be called the ice cream parlor. Just hang out in the ice cream parlor there, Blair, and wait for somebody cool to come in. And then get to know them, and then ask them out. But, you can't have a crush on somebody you don't know. And you don't know TV actors.
Go ahead. You could set up an interview with another person.
Okay.
Miss Venomous Valdez of Live City Licks on Waif Radio.
You want to go out with her, do you? We can hook that one up.
Yeah, that's a little more realistic. But I don't want you to stalk her or anything, okay?
No, don't.
Blair, have you ever stalked anyone before?
No.
Have you ever followed anyone around?
No.
Have you ever read anyone's mail that wasn't yours?
No.
Have you ever parked your car in front of somebody's house and sat in it for a very, very, very long time?
Mm-mm.
Have you ever just ridden your bike by their house, hoping like maybe she'll come out?
No.
Really? You haven't even done that?
No.
Well, you're weird. You're just shy then.
Have you ever gone to Kings Island and walked up to some girl and said, my friend likes you?
No.
Okay.
Have you ever talked to a girl?
Oh, no.
Blair, you might be a little bit shy.
Yes. Just set up an interview with both of these women, and I'll see. And
Blair, you're a man of mystery, and I'm sure that the character you're portraying is every bit as dangerous and as exciting as the character Jillian's portraying and Venomous Valdez.
Just set up an interview with both of these women, and I'll see what I think.
Hey, if anybody out there is listening knows Venomous Valdez, have her call in on the Secret Celebrity Hotline, and we would love to put this love connection together. Blair, thanks for your call, and make sure you tune in next week in case we actually line one of these interviews up for you.
What's the wrestler girl's name?
Miss Jillian Hall of WWE SmackDown Hall. Pro Wrestling.
Miss Jillian Hall.
On UPN at WWEProWrestling.com.
Okay.
All right.
All right, thanks for your call, Blair.
Just set up an interview with
Blair. You okay? We got it, Blair.
We got it, Blair.
Thanks. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You want to start interviewing wrestlers?
I don't think we've ever had a wrestler on before. I've never been a big wrestling fan. There's that guy we used to know named Diesel. He was big into wrestling. Remember
he was
Diesel?
Great. He had his own wrestling show on Wave.
Yeah, Diesel was cool. That was a long time. Whatever happened to Diesel? Is he still around?
He's probably wrestling. He's probably got some guy in a hammerlock right now.
We should get him back on the show for a wrestling update. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together, we're the Chris and Rob late night talk show. That's 9 minutes after 11 on WAIF. And I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And the phone number?
513-749-1444.
We're having fun.
I'm having a great time.
I'm having a ball.
Chris, it pains.
I love doing this radio show.
Me too.
Me too. And I bet our listeners love listening to it.
I bet he does.